This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Very soon, I have a few new sponsors you're going to be hearing about very soon. You'll be hearing from them. So, you know, this is the beginning of the year. That's why things change. No big whoop. Leftists, they're all about freedom. They're freedom to tell us what to think and how to feel and what to do. And the highest form of leftism is the ban. A bar to an activity, institution, or attitude that they wish to suppress either to enhance their own power or just for the sheer joy of telling people like us who they hate what to do. And often it's both. So, I've got 10 targets for prohibition, which may seem wacky now, but give the left time. You might be saying, really? You know, a decade ago, everyone knew which bathroom to use, yet here we are today. And in my, you know, in my time of looking at it, I have seen the way we began to segment into red enclaves and blue enclaves. And I hate it when my predictions come right. I mean, I really do hate it, because that means there's some pain going on. So the following bans are going to happen, and as nutty as they may sound to you, maybe not tomorrow, and maybe not completely at first, but they will. They can't not happen, because the fascist imperative of leftism is control, and that's control over every aspect of a normal person's life. Number 10, they will ban pets. I know, that's insane. Why would they ever do this? California has already banned sales of non-rescue pets in pet stores, so their paw is in the door. Can you see the social justice warriors whining about pet privilege? How about PETA, people insisting that these furry clumps of cells have rights, unlike the clumps of human cells and a uterus? Which some people have already done that. Number 9, they're going to ban all male sports, and that is so obvious that it's a wonder it hasn't happened yet. Football and baseball and basketball and hockey, the top sports leagues are 100% male. Let's leave aside the obvious truth that a woman able to compete with these male behemoths would be a sensation, and that if she could make tackles or home runs or whatever like a man, the fans would be delighted. But it is a conspiracy on the part of the patriarchy, as is biology itself. Number 8, they will ban accurate pronouns. California already requires certain healthcare workers to lie about the sex of their patients if the patient demands it. In some places, people like teachers are getting fired for refusing to falsely state that a girl is a boy because she wants to be. Pretty soon that's going to spread. Now it won't just be by law, though it will be in government situations. Businesses, which are usually gutless in the face of a howling social justice warrior mob, will increasingly demand that their employees praise the emperor's new clothes. Number 7, and this one will take me to war, let me tell you, because I just saw the 2020 Ford Explorer. They're going to ban fossil fuel cars. California is already toying with this, and the Stephen Hawking protege, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, seems to want to make it part of the Green New Deal. Now, it's a pretty good deal for the urban hipster crowd that can walk or bike or take the subway to their crappy jobs, but for the normal people who live in the suburbs or in the country, it's a disaster. And so much the better. Remember, like all leftist prohibitions, a huge part of the appeal of this measure is how it puts us uppity people in our place. Number 6, they will ban hunting. Well, of course. once again, the lure of jamming their power down the throats of the flyover Americans that the coastal liberals just love to hate is irresistible. We're already seeing this as ridiculous municipalities refuse to take common sense measures against deer overpopulation and marauding coyotes. Maybe they will change their mind one day during a council meeting when the deer and the coyotes come in and kill them all. Because they will mutate. They will become killers. The common sense response, when you have deer overpopulation and marauding coyotes, is to shoot them. That's the common sense response. But instead, the lefts dither as deer starve and citizens get hurt in collisions and as puppies and kittens get snatched away and devoured by predators who just don't belong around people. Number five, they're going to ban private doctors. That is a absolutely essential part of the idea behind single payer. They can't leave you with anywhere else to go. Nor can they tolerate the inequality that would occur should you decide to spend your own money on the medical care you want. Plus, if doctors have somewhere else to practice outside the government system, which will be like the VA without the patient care and efficiency, then they will do that. Remember, single payer is about control, and the government needs indentured servants to toil for it. Number four, they will ban all guns. Now, you hear them all the time. They lie all the time. Nobody wants to ban your guns. And the leftists are such awful gaslighters. One of the lefty fish wraps will run an op-ed by some prominent Democrat demanding gun confiscation, and the moment we take notice, the rest of the leftists will look at us with straight faces and insist that nobody wants to ban your guns. You'd think they would lie better, considering all of their experience, but in any case, this has been a key goal for decades for two reasons. First, it's for the sheer joy of showing us bitter clingers who's the boss, but the second is more practical. Disarmed, we'd be transformed from citizens into serfs, and we would have no means of resisting the most hideous prohibitions or worse. Number three, which this has already started as well, they will ban religion. Witness the shameful interrogation of believing Christians who've been nominated to the courts and other offices. And the left won't say they want to ban religion. They'll just make it impossible for you to both practice your faith and participate in society. And you can believe what you want for a while, as long as you never act on it or tell anyone. The leftists cannot tolerate heretics who refuse to bow down to the false god of leftist ideology. So watch what happens when Trump nominates committed Catholic Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Watch what happens. Watch. You'll hear a dull thud coming from the D.C., and that will be them imploding. And then we'll see it all over the place. Sorry about that. Number two, they're going to ban free speech. Right now in England, you can get arrested for saying things, but only things the elite dislikes. And the left would love to do that here, too, who thinks that if they had the power that they would not ban hate speech, which is speech they disapprove of, which all speech is free speech. There is no such thing as hate speech. And, that a leftist Supreme Court majority would not eagerly find a unknown footnote in the First Amendment allowing that. Take a look at college campuses and what they do with their power. Then imagine our whole country like that. Number one, the coup de grace. They will ban conservatives, prohibiting an entire ideology. They would never do that, right? Except they are totally trying to do it. We see it in academia, we see it in Hollywood, we see it in media, and, conservatives fail. And their goal is to eventually drive conservatives out of all non-political positions of power, with driving them out of political power to follow, ably assisted by the cowardly FritoCon contingent of GimpCon fellow travelers like Mitt Romney. I loathe the day he was conceived. I do. I'm sorry. And in the meantime, their pals in Silicon Valley are already hard at work, slowly eliminating conservative voices from the web. Google, Facebook, Twitter. The goal is clear. They want to totally eliminate conservative opposition to the leftist elite. Only you can keep my predictions from coming true. And I leave it with you to mull that one over. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I
story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Buy now. Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Okay. I'm going to make a recommendation to you. I'm seriously considering it myself. I have on my social media, on Facebook, okay? I have 4,998 friends out of a possible 5,000. And no, I have not a single notification today. I know that everybody that's on that list did something today. Facebook is beginning to come apart and deteriorate. Likewise, on the two public pages that I have a few notifications there, but I am not a social media juggernaut by any stretch of the imagination. So what I'm about to recommend to you, some of you are going to say, oh, that's heresy. Because for a lot of us, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and YouTube, I'm still going to be doing YouTube. Many of these social media outlets have become a common part of our daily life. But all of these things now have become part and parcel of a way of monitoring what you do. Things that you would never tell anybody. And it's out there anyway because you put it on social media. Can these be used against you in court? Or could it lead to your arrest? And the quick answer to both of those is yes. Social media posts can be used against you in court. Social media posts are actually used quite frequently as evidence against people. So does that mean you can't have social media at all? No, that's not what it means. But it simply means you should be conscious of what you're posting. See, I know a lot of people that get on there and they use social media as a sounding board. And they get out there and post certain things that really shouldn't be. And I do this too. I'll post a gun that's being built for me by somebody and I'll be like, look at this. But it's always about the building of the gun. But it basically is telling whoever's looking at my social media, this guy has guns. And you've seen pictures of guns with sayings like, how do you feel about gun control? Break into my house and find out. And on the surface, that seems sort of harmless and sort of, you know, it's kind of silly. But what happens if you actually have someone break into your house and you end up using a gun in self-defense? You're already going to be portrayed by some prosecutor as a mad dog anyway, right? Now he'll just show that post to a jury and imply that you've always been trigger happy and just waiting for the opportunity to shoot an intruder. But could those social media posts lead to your arrest? And again, the answer is yes. You know, there have been cases of those who have posted photos which they thought were completely harmless, and law enforcement got a hold of them and used them to arrest the individual. Here's an example. Someone posts a photo of themselves with a deer they shot. And it turns out the deer is actually a protected breed that's illegal to shoot. It's possible for wildlife officers to see this photo and use that photo to press charges against the individual. In fact, field reports posted by wildlife officers prove that this is a very common practice. Then there's people that have spoken, you know, ATF agents, they stumble upon suspected criminal activity when they look at YouTube or Facebook video of a person shouldering an AR pistol. So, and with the caption, officers are not embracing the age of technology as much, if not more so, than we are. Even an innocent photo here and there of you and your friends at the range or showing off your new addition to your collection could be used against you. Imagine an enterprising prosecutor gathering dozens of photos with you and your firearms posted over a long period of time to make it seem like you're gun crazy. Social media can be a great way to keep in contact with friends and family, but it's important to remember that these outlets are not private. They're public, and it's possible for law enforcement to get their hands on your posts. Now, a picture tells a thousand words, and even when there's no unlawful activity in your post, it could be misconstrued or misinterpreted and used against you by law enforcement. So before you decide to post anything on social media, stop for a moment. Think about how this could affect you and how this would look before a jury. Because a picture's worth a thousand words. But in a court of law, it speaks much more loudly than that. Now, I'm going to evaluate Facebook. I'm going to see what I'm getting out of it, which, I like the interaction with people that follow the show, and I like the interaction with people that I know. But beyond that, there's not a whole lot happening for me on Facebook. I sit back here and I wonder quite often, what's the point of having it? So I'm very seriously considering, as part of my new year, new me thing, getting rid of Facebook. I would still keep Instagram, where I don't have near the presence. I would still continue to do YouTube, where I don't have near the presence. And I would probably also get rid of Twitter, because Twitter, of all social media, is the most worthless one out there. It is, and that's the one I have the least amount of followers on. And, you know, I do a radio show. How bad do I need to worry about how many followers I have on social media? How bad do I need that? So I'm very seriously considering it. And, I mean, I have certain things that I can put in place of it, which have nothing to do with social media. But in the same token, my bigger concern is for people, you know, like the Shanine Allens of the world, who are just so honest, and they're trying to do everything right, and then they get out there and they do everything right, but then they get caught up in something because inadvertently they didn't know that what they just did caused them to appear in a bad way, and it was used against them in certain jurisdictions. So that's what concerns me most about social media. I mean, I've heard of people in New Jersey posing with a picture of her gun, being, you know, they get a knock on the door, it's the New Jersey State Police, and then they have to call a lawyer and get the lawyer to explain to them, well, you know, that's perfectly okay, we can do that all day long, and all that other fun stuff. So, you know, this kind of thing happens. It happens often. And when it happens, when it happens, well, it's just, it catches people off guard. And it's all because we want to be social. We are social creatures after all, but this is being turned against us. We may need to leave it behind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of Democrats and Republicans are working in a conference committee to try to keep the government running past February 15th, or we'd face another partial government shutdown. Lawmakers are also working on an immigration agreement. Now, if that deal cannot be reached by Friday, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York tells Fox News, folks are prepared to work through the weekend.
Well, I'm hearing from members of that conference committee, Republicans, Democrats, House, Senate, that on a, whether it's the member-to-member level, the staff level, they're going to be working through the weekend to try to have a deal done. If it's not done before the weekend, to have it done after the weekend to avoid a shutdown.
Wells Fargo customers nationwide were unable to use their debit cards or online mobile banking Thursday after the company said it experienced system issues that had resulted in outages. It's unclear how many folks were affected, but Wells Fargo is the fourth largest bank in America. This is USA
Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
That's one of my favorites. I do wish Faith No More would play the oldies again. I don't know. If you're a person who carries a concealed weapon, you're probably concerned with crime, and that's part of your personal defense plan. You don't want to be robbed, and you don't want anyone else to be robbed either. You don't want any violent crime to happen to you or anyone else, and you carry an order to put a stop to it in case it does happen. Not only that, but you have a certain amount of legal authority to do so, as state laws normally define circumstances under which you, or armed or unarmed, can use force in a justifiable manner, including stopping certain crimes in progress. So what I'm about to tell you, let me give you this one disclaimer. I did not stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, and I am not a lawyer, and I do not play one on TV. So, know this. Laws vary from state to state, so it behooves you to know the law in your state. With that out of the way, now that I've said all of that, robbery is one of the classes of crime that people seem to be the most concerned about outside of assault. Robbery can include mugging, taking of goods or cash from a store of some kind, or the related crime of carjacking, where a criminal deprives a person of their vehicle. Robbery is considered one of the violent crimes. There's four categories of violent crime: robbery, assault, rape, and homicide. Now, the crime of robbery is where one party forcibly deprives another party of money or property, either by using force or with the threat of it. And that can be with a weapon or manual physical harm. This is different from the related, though different, crime of theft, which is taking someone else's property without permission or without paying for it. The difference is that the former involves the use of or implied use of force, and the latter does not. And that distinction separates the two acts from each other. And while related, they're not the same thing. Right about now, you're saying, why, Bill, are you blathering about this, and why does it matter? This matters because neither the Second Amendment nor your concealed carry permit is a badge. Now, I'm not saying that you should look the other way due to fear of liability. But what I'm trying to say is you need to understand that real life isn't like the movies. The good guy doesn't just simply shoot the bad guy and ride off in the sunset or whatever you have here. Right now in Lakeland, Florida, according to NBC News, a city commissioner is facing second-degree murder charges for shooting a shoplifter in October 2018 in the military surplus store that he owns and operates. The shoplifter was stealing a hatchet but did not appear to make any threatening movements and was shot in the side and the back. So that means he was running away with his theft. He stole it. He wasn't using it to steal it. He wasn't using force to steal it. He was a snatch and grab. On December 2nd, according to CBS LA, a security guard at Walgreens in Hollywood, California, shot a man trying to shoplift an item of small value. The update on December the 12th indicates the charges are being considered by area prosecuting attorneys, and the family of the slain man had lodged a $525 million lawsuit against Walgreens. Yeah. So, we've probably all heard the term shoot/no shoot, meaning there are situations in which it is justifiable to use force, and then there's others in which it is not. And that is important both for police and for civilians as well. The former have an entire industry of experts and trainers that are available to teach them about the judicious use of force within the purview of their office. We don't, though. Civilians do not. Which is not to say that they're military, but this is the thing. You can shoot somebody in self-defense. Okay? That means that you're being attacked. Now, you can be attacked for many different ways. Ladies can be attacked more ways than we can, although I don't know of the instances of forcible rape with men, but we can be robbed, we can be assaulted, women can be raped, and we all can be killed. During the commission of any of those crimes, if you shoot somebody in the commission of those crimes, then that is justifiable. Now, if in the commission of those crimes, if you draw your weapon and they take off, you can't shoot them anymore. If you feel like you're in threat, that you're an imminent threat of rape, robbery, assault, murder, and you draw a weapon and you stop the guy and he reconsiders his course of action and takes off, unless, like if he's trying to kill you, unless he's running at an orphanage with a Molotov cocktail in each hand, you cannot shoot him. Now, notice what I just said. You can shoot someone if they're not coming at you, but you can shoot someone in defense of other persons. But you had better get that one right. If you walk up on a situation where there's some deadly stuff happening around you, your very best bet would be to withdraw and get to a safe location. If you feel like you need to draw your weapon, try not to be too conspicuous about it. Have it out and ready. There's ways to do that. And, but on the other hand, if you don't know what led up to this fight, you cannot get out there and say, I think he is the aggressor and I think he is the victim. You can't do that because you're opening yourself up to liability at that point. So knowing the distinction between violent crime against you and crime is paramount. It is absolutely paramount. You cannot sit out. If somebody is... Now, let's put another thing into perspective. If you're not home and somebody breaks into your house, this is burglary. If you're home and somebody breaks into your house, that's home invasion. Now, if you're home, I mean, there's especially at night, there's always indicators that somebody's home. There's cars in the driveway. You can hear things. There may be lights on in the windows or something. There's always indicators that you're home. So when you are home, and they break in on you, well, that's a game on. It's game on. And even then, like with Tucker Carlson's wife, when they were slamming into the door until it cracked, she couldn't have done anything to them lethally until they crossed that barrier and came into her home. So they can do all manner of things to property. They can do all manner of things to property. But, you know, the best rule of thumb to think about when you're out here and you're trying to put your stuff together as far as how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that, is to say to yourself that this, they can, I can only do this if they're attacking me or if they're attacking other people around me. But once it gets away from it being an attack on you, then it gets sort of sticky. And you just need to bear that in mind. But figure out the difference between violent crime and crime. Because we don't wear badges. Us being out there, we prevent a whole lot of crime just because of that specter. Because criminals are not out there having this discussion. Well, you know, I'm only going to go in there and shoplift all that aftershave. They won't dare shoot me over that one. No. So they're not having that conversation. But we need to. Because we should do everything we can in our power to not shoot somebody if we can, just because of what's coming after it, even if you're right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Okay. I have very, very carefully considered what I'm about to tell you, and I'm afraid that there is going to be no changing my mind on any of this. I have now decided to go not only politically incorrect, but totally, totally, totally hostile. Okay? Coming out of the House, we got this press release on Tuesday. The introduction of the bipartisan background checks bill in the House today marks a critical first step towards strengthening America's gun laws and making our country a better place to live, work, study, worship, and play. That coming from Gabby Giffords. That little brief statement of hers holds two lies and a true threat that exposes another lie. The first lie is that this latest assault on that which shall not be infringed is any kind of first step. The NFA from 34, the Gun Control Act of 68, FOPA of 86, the Brady Act, the Clinton gun ban, the Bush import ban, and the thousands of state and municipal diktats later, and the gun grabbers are still parroting old talking points like that one from 45 years ago. We're going to have to take it one step at a time, and the first step is necessarily, given the political realities, going to be very modest. We'll have to start working again to strengthen that law, and then again to strengthen the next law, and maybe again and again. Right now, though, we'll be satisfied not with half a loaf, but with a slice. Our ultimate goal, total control of handguns in the United States, is going to take time. First problem is to slow down the number of handguns being produced and sold in this country. The second problem is to get the handguns registered. The final problem is to make possession of all handguns and all handgun ammunition, except for military, police, licensed security guards, licensed sporting clubs, and licensed gun collectors, totally illegal. That was from old Pete Shields back at Handgun Control Incorporated. Gabby's second lie is that such checks will somehow make things so much better. Key the music from Leave It to Beaver and Ozzie and Harriet. No less an authority than the National Institute of Justice admitted in its summary of select firearm violence prevention strategies. Effectiveness depends on the ability to reduce straw purchasing, which requires gun registration. And that effectiveness would only apply to the law-abiding, because only we buy guns from commercial enterprise. None of us buy guns from a store. Nobody that I know that owns guns. Now, I bought some guns from some people that are just private sellers, right? And that's only one or two. Most of the time, if I'm buying a gun, I'm buying it through every time. I'm buying it at a gun shop. There's only one or two that I go to, so, you know, I buy them there. And So, I think John Light told me one time that the only incident, or maybe it was Gary Clark, I don't know. When you look at the big gun trafficking that you hear about, right, most gun trafficking is a guy doing it out of his trunk of his car. The really big storefront operations where they're doing gun trafficking and everything, most of the time they're sting from the ATF. And they don't, you know, the stingers don't ever sting really well. So Gabby then makes a true threat that exposes another lie. Yes, the gun grabbers will never be satisfied until they control all guns, something that Nancy Pelosi admitted when she inadvertently contradicted another old lie by advocating for a slippery slope. That was something they had previously ridiculed as the gun lobby paranoia. So it's not really a surprise that the bill itself, starting with its purpose, is a lie. Now, the purpose of this act is to utilize the current background check process in the United States to ensure individuals prohibited from gun possession are not able to obtain them. That's an impossibility. If I am a prohibited person, then I am a criminal, right? I have committed some crime or some transgression that puts me at the fringe of society. So, you know, look at Baltimore, look at Chicago. The very people causing most of the problems, they won't be affected at all. How can a party... How can a political party running interference to allow and ensure that millions of illegal aliens to disperse throughout the country even pretend to be able to shut down a black market that will only grow more lethal under progressive rule? There is no prohibition. There is, you know, there's stuff that you try to put in place to control things, but there is no real prohibition. There's no laws that actually just work without any sort of mechanism to make them work that way. It just didn't happen. And besides, you know, many of the acts of violence that common sense gun safety advocates, which is another lie, exploit, happen in spite of the background checks, sometimes because signals were ignored and others because information already obtained was withheld. First from the NICS and then from a Freedom of Information Act request that required a lawsuit to obtain compliance. Then there's the title of the bill, which in itself is a lie. The Bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2019. When used in this sense, bipartisan means specifically marked by or involving cooperation, agreement, and compromise between two major political parties. Now, a handful of rogue political opportunists is not a party make. So in this case, Republicans who betrayed their oaths of office, Peter King, Brian Fitzpatrick, Brian Mass, Fred Upton, and Christopher Smith, need to not only be known, but retired. The GOP needs to understand that it will need to provide better choices to us gun owners if it expects to win a district. And it won't take too many losses for them to get the message. And by not turning out the turncoats, there's no incentive to change. Doing otherwise is what led us to the mess we're in right now. Right now, the bill has been referred to the House Committee on the Judiciary. Expect to see a big media dog and pony show on this one as it advances through the stages to a floor vote, then hold the Republican-controlled Senate's feet to the fire. And while you're doing all of that, consider the greatest lie of all, that this is about background checks. It's not about background checks. It's about ending private sales so government can identify gun owners and what they have. And it's about setting the stage to take advantage of new edicts like that idiot Marco Rubio's proposed red flag bill to enable and abet future confiscations. And ditto for it if they ever got that other first step passed, another assault weapon ban. They won't need to guess who's not complying like they currently have to with the bump stocks. But here's how you can prove that that's the goal for yourself. If all Pelosi and company wanted was to make sure transfers were cleared and prohibited persons weren't getting guns through the system, they'd be proposing a system like BIDS, the Blind Identification Database System, which would greenlight a good transfer but then leave no record of who bought that. proposal has been around for years, and the Rice Bowl gun groups appear to be vested in the status quo. Now, BIDS would still be a form of prior restraint gun control, so there's still reasons to oppose it, but inarguably it would serve the same purpose as the universal NICS without the danger of creating records that could later be compiled into a registration tool. And you know that the Democrats will be going after that prohibition in the next round of budget negotiations. Now, as it is with all these schemes, the criminals and the terrorists won't be slowed down one bit. They're not in it for public safety. They're not in it for your safety. If you die, you are a stepping stone in the river that they're trying to cross to take control of this country and take control of the people within the country. They cannot be allowed to succeed. We're now in a moment of hostility. And since we are in this moment of hostility, it would behoove us to become hostile if we intend to win this. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. Embrace the inner hostility, because you're going to have to let it go soon. Well, this has been Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.